News Talk 1620, WTAW. It's our Monday United Way of the Brazos Valley update. Kim Shams is here with Aggieland Pregnancy Outreach. Thanks for coming in on the eve of New Year's.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
For listeners who aren't familiar with Aggieland Pregnancy Outreach, let's get them acquainted.
Well, Bill, Aggieland Pregnancy Outreach was an organization I started in 1997 because I just have a real heart for babies born from unplanned pregnancies. I'm a mom that has adopted two boys, and it was my way of being able to give back to women, A, who choose adoption, and B, who are just facing those difficulties. So we have three programs that are helping these babies. One is just pregnancy counseling and social services. How can we help them have a healthy pregnancy, not just physically but emotionally? We're also a licensed adoption agency. So when a girl does choose adoption, we have families who have been through our training, who are home study approved, and that she can choose from one of our waiting to adopt families. And we also have an outreach to teenage moms because we know that babies born to teen moms face the highest risks of abuse and neglect. And our heart is for these babies. How can we help them be raised in loving, happy, healthy homes? And so helping these teen moms is helping those babies.
As the organization's approaching 20 years, what has remained the same? What has changed about what y'all do?
What's remained the same is the heart and the focus, and it's about the kids. That's what we remind our adoptive families about, our birth moms about, the teen moms about. Although we love them and we want to serve them, we're doing it because of the kids. And what has changed is the addition of just different programs and just experience and knowing how to do things better. Adding the outreach to teen parents, the Mama Club and the Real Men Club has been just rounding out our services and just a great way to just to make sure these kids are healthy and not abused and neglected.
Something just popped into my mind again. You mentioned founding this in 1997, so some of those kids are now teenagers.
Oh, yeah. And Christmas is such a blessing because we get Christmas cards from adoptive parents, from girls who have parented their babies, and we get to see them grow up. And that is the biggest paycheck you can imagine.
And being able to stay in touch and see those success stories take place.
That's right.
Well, let's segue then into how United Way of the Brazos Valley assists Aggieland Pregnancy Outreach.
Well, you know, United Way's mission is to seek solutions that change people's lives, and that's what Aggieland Pregnancy Outreach does. We are one of the funded United Way partners. I think there's 20-some-odd agencies in the Brazos Valley that receive United Way funds. So when someone makes a donation to United Way, a portion of that goes to Aggieland Pregnancy Outreach. So donating to United Way is a way to make your dollar stretch to many different agencies at once. And one of the neat things about United Way is that, you know, if you're employed by an organization that is I can't remember the name of it, works with United Way, then you can do a payroll deduction, and that money can be donated to United Way, and you don't even have to take the time to write the check or think about it. I know for me that it's a lot easier to give up front than it is to wait to see if you have anything left over at the end of the month, and United Way makes that really easy.
The other thing that I also hear from the administrative end, from agencies who come in and visit, is the communication aspect that you have, not only with the United Way folks, but from all the partner agencies that get together.
Exactly. There's a synergism when we all get in the same room. We get to communicate about what, you know, new programs each of us have. We're able to know, I've got this network. Oh, yeah, I'm going to call so-and-so. It's such and such a place because, you know, I know them because I work with them United Way. And then we can just pick up the phone. We know people by name. We know what their programs are. And working together, it makes us all better to utilize the services better.
For those who might want to find out more information about Aggieland Pregnancy Outreach, how do they go about doing that?
Well, hit our website at pregnancyoutreach.org. Certainly, you can call our office at 764-6636, but our website's a great first landing place at pregnancyoutreach.org.
And again, a reminder for more about United Way of the Brazos Valley, it's uwbv.org. Kim Shams with Aggieland Pregnancy Outreach, thanks for the visit.
Thanks for having me.
This is News Talk 1620, WTAW.